Hello, everyone. Welcome to AstrologyNewsReport.com. Today is December 29th, 2013.
Presenting an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology.
I'm Ron Berger.
And I'm David Anton Savage. Let's take a look at the week that was.
Last week, Mars was exactly opposite to Uranus, indicating a high potential for a dramatic and possibly destructive event. Mother Nature made good on that potential by sending a really nasty ice storm Christmas Eve to the northern states and Canada, sending trees crashing into power lines. As repair crews worked around the clock, hundreds of thousands had to spend their Christmas freezing in the dark while temperatures dipped into the single digits.
And by the way, this problem is still ongoing a full week later. Mother Nature does not really arrange her schedule for the convenience of humans, and certainly not for the holidays.
When a planet is retrograde, its energy is held back. Venus retrograde equals pleasure delayed. Venus is the planet of pleasures and also for gifts, and therefore intimately connected with Christmas. Venus began its retrograde phase on December 21st, and now we can see how it affected the gift-giving holiday.
Well, social media exploded on Christmas Day with complaints about UPS and FedEx from customers furious about the empty spaces under their trees. UPS belatedly announced that some presents would not be making it on time this Christmas after a high volume of packages overwhelmed the world's largest parcel delivery service. This could also qualify as another Mars opposite Uranus manifestation. This was unexpected, which was Uranus, and folks got real mad about it, which is Mars.
All right, and getting back to that Mars-Uranus opposition, I don't think it's just my imagination, David, but it seems that there have been more than the usual number of violent incidents over the past week.
Oh, there's no doubt about that. Yeah, like car bombs going off everywhere, and not just in the usual places. In Beirut, a big one took out the former Lebanese ambassador to the U.S., Mohammed Chatta, who was also a vocal critic of Hezbollah and Syria's President Bashar al-Assad.
Yeah, in the Middle East, you have to be careful of who you criticize. Uranus is also the planet of rebellion and revolution, and Mars activates whatever it influences. Last week, the protests and rebellions in many countries were rekindled with renewed vigor. Ukraine heated up again after a prominent anti-government female journalist got beaten up by government security forces. Thailand anti-government protests have brought threats of retaliation from the Thai military, and the rebellion in South Sudan and the Central African Republic continue, in spite of stories that negotiations are in progress.
And if that's not enough for you, the Egypt situation is getting more violent by the day, and for a full measure of nastiness, on Christmas Day, more than 30 Iraqi Christians perished in bombings targeting their community. Moving on to another item, last week we reported on how the influence of Saturn on Venus through the Paryavatna Yoga made the planet of entertainment Venus kneel to the demands of the reality check planet Saturn, which produced the effect of cable network A&E bouncing Phil Robertson off of Duck Dynasty due to his inflammatory remarks. Well, what a difference a week makes. A&E has reversed its decision. Phil Robertson gets to stay on the program.
Yeah, and this can be attributed to Venus having turned retrograde after A&E's initial decision. Venus is the planet of values, now going in reverse, which has the effect of changing prior decisions that were based on Venus's significations, like worth, aesthetics, and, yes, entertainment.
And note, too, that Venus is still in a Paryavatna Yoga with Saturn. Now the reality check planet has forced A&E to come to terms with the fact that by dropping Robertson from the show, they would do even more damage to their bottom line due to the umbrage from millions of outraged viewers.
Yeah. And A&E is now maintaining that the show is really about values that America cares about. Family, faith, forgiveness.
What? Only three Fs, Ron?
All right. I guess that'll do it for this week's review. And now on to section 2 of our report.